Endless hours of film, workouts, and interviews go into making a pick for the NFL Draft. While no one puts in quite the amount of time as the personnel staff and coaches, we do have two experts who have studied plenty in preparation for the 2015 Draft.
All right, Paul, we've looked at a lot of guys leading up to the draft. We have five here who I think are all going in the first round, including Jameis Winston.
Quarterback, Florida State.
A lot of people think he's going first. Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, who's it going to be? If Tampa goes with Jameis Winston, I think they will have looked at these two plays as examples of why they want him.
Yeah.
Rivalry game against Notre Dame, throwing in the face of pressure, throwing accurately, and throwing on time. Watch this snap, and I'm going to slow it down so that when he releases it, look at the receiver, not looking, turns around, boom, ball right there.
Yep.
Soft spot in the zone, accurate and on time. And when you look at it here from the end zone view, you're going to see Jameis Winston has a ton of pressure in his face as he's throwing it. Those are things you have to do at the NFL level.
I understand why people are infatuated with Jameis Winston because of the offense, the pro-style offense that he comes out of at Florida State. Personally, I like Marcus Mariota better. I think you can trust him on certain levels more than you can Jameis Winston. I like the mobility of Marcus Mariota more.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, Jameis should have a pretty good career in the NFL, probably will go first.
All right, we go from a quarterback. Let's take a look at one of the better receivers in the draft. Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama.
My favorite wide receiver in the draft. You're going to see him here against number one in single coverage. The thing I like about Amari, and you're not going to see it here, is by being the best receiver in the country, in my opinion, he faced double teams repeatedly week after week. And he's so sharp at what he does, he found ways to beat those double teams. This is not the case, but still, I know you like his route running. This is beautiful.
This is an NFL caliber route. You see him, he's going to work up the field and moves to the inside here like a post, snaps it to the outside like a flag, and look at this corner. He's turned around. He's all turned around, doesn't know where he's going,
yep.
Works his way back to the ball and makes a diving catch. And to me, this is Amari Cooper at the college level running a route you see NFL players run, works his way back. Typically, now there he traps it against his body, typically a very good hands catcher. Let's stick with Alabama, PA. Let's talk about the safety, Landon Collins. I mean, we're scanning mock drafts. We really don't see any other safeties in the first round but this guy.
Yeah, I really don't think so either. And I remember back to the combine when I was doing my radio show. Mike Zimmer was on the show, and he didn't have a lot of great things to say about the safety depth in the draft. Now, look at this guy, 26, Landon Collins, top right of the screen.
Big hit.
That's the kind of hit and play that Harrison Smith, one of the best safeties in the NFL, makes. On the next play, it's going to be better exemplified with his closing pursuit here to the left of the quarterback. Look, they're going to try to run a read option. Boom, there's the guy.
Right.
I mean, that's when I see that, I see Harrison Smith, which is not a bad thing.
You know, we've shown him a bunch of heavy hits, hard hits. I mean, in space, he's good. He's got the fluidity and the quickness to get around blocks, making plays behind the line of scrimmage, an excellent defender. I think Mike Zimmer could do a lot with him. Paul, one of my favorite players in the draft is Vic Beasley. Here he is right here. Right defensive end lined up with his hand on the ground.
Yep.
A lot of people, though, and I know that you've thought about this as well, a lot of people think he can be an outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. Do you think that matters to the Vikings?
Couple of things. Being an outside linebacker in a 3-4 might be his strength, but like Mike just pointed out, he has his hand in the grass in a 4-3 defense. This is a 4-3 nickel. He beats the left tackle, and that's what he might do in the NFL. To the second point of your question, I think we learned last year with Mike Zimmer, you can't brand the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings as a guy who will look at guys who play 3-4 in college and say, well, we can't take him because he comes out of a 3-4. Zimmer has an innovative way of changing things with players and making them better.
Yep.
Which means if we fall into Beasley, which I think would be really cool, he could be a defensive end, he could be an outside linebacker.
Last one, Paul.
Yep.
Defensive tackle Danny Shelton.
Big boy.
University of Washington. There he is. What do you think?
Now, this guy is so athletic. He has short arms, so now you got the short arm conversation like Brian Bulaga and Riley Reiff and Sharif Lloyd, and I think that's all overrated.
Yep.
But look at this. I mean, what you're about to see here is a guy who will stuff the run and keep bodies off your linebackers. Look at the violence with his right arm as he gets in there. My heavens.
And now, if you need him to chase and tackle, you think he's 350 pounds, 340. Oof. You think he can't run? Watch this. He's chasing this quarterback down. We just looked at five players, lots of intriguing prospects in this year's class. I cannot wait for day one of the draft, April 30.
Yeah, me too. And in closing, I'm really happy that we have Teddy Bridgewater on the team. This is no super knock on the quarterbacks coming into the draft, but I like Teddy better than all these quarterbacks coming into the draft, and I'm really, really happy we have him heading into year two.